produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
I've been talking to God now for about the last 5 months. I said, God, my desire is, and you know my desire, is one Sunday morning, turn my payroll check back in the new beginning. That you so sufficiently taking care of me that I don't have to get a salary no more. He said, son, I'm on my way. Somebody ought to lean back on it. Say, if he gonna do it for Bishop, he gonna do it for me. Some. I just told the church in Sumter that literally you're gonna have to start praising God that you got increases just going to your house note right now. You got increases just going to your car payment right now. When you start getting titles and D's, but you need to praise him like he's already doing it for you. You already got more than you got. You already got more money. You just got to pay the high note right now. But when you get that clear, oh Shabba, when you get that clear, all of a sudden you're going to realize God been doing this thing for years with me. Good news is God got this. See, if you're not careful, you're going to start complaining about having enough money to pay your house note. No, that's a dance, because eventually you're going to get that thing paid off. Eventually you're going to get that car paid off. Eventually you're going to get them credit cards paid off. And then you're going to start seeing that God was giving you increase all the time. No, you still talking about you waiting on a breakthrough. God done already broke you through. You got money to pay bills. You got money to do extra with. How in the world you talking about you waiting on your breakthrough? Your breakthrough done already come through. You watch this. You getting ready to now start walking in your overflow. Your breakthrough is already happening. You got money to pay your bills with something left.
Watch it. Verse 3 of 4, Paul says that God has revealed the mysteries, the secrets to him, watch this, y'all, for them. He revealed the mysteries and the secrets, watch this, y'all, because God is not hiding nothing from you. He's hiding it for you. So every time God gives me revelation, Leon, he has given you the privilege to know a side of him you wouldn't have known. You got to understand that and start celebrating every time God puts you in my space that he has literally decided to show you another side of him that you didn't know. Somebody in this room right now on this fourth Sunday morning, yes, in September, you ought to thank God for letting you in a space that he's about to show you a side of him that you have never seen before. In eternity,
Jeanette, the revelation is mine. In time is y'all's. He'll show me something in eternity. Bring me into time and say, preach it. Which means it's no longer mine no more. It means that God is wanting to reveal a side of him to you, and he done use a man that you trust to give it to you. You ought to give God about 30 more seconds of praise
for setting you in a building that he can show you sides of him. You know how you gotta be on God's mind? Every Sunday, he knocks up my sadness, mess me up in my sleep, cause me not to eat on Sunday morning, got you in mind. Don't even care, cause I get cramps when I don't eat. Don't even care. I can't drink Gatorade to smooth the cramps. I gotta preach most of the times with my stomach in a knot, so yours won't be in one. I gotta preach sometimes with my head spinning, so yours won't. I gotta preach sometimes with my body on the top, so yours don't. And he never excuses me. He says, son, I'll make it up to you. He said, because if you'll suffer with me, you will reign with me. Paul says
that in verse 5 and 6, Paul says that the Holy Spirit wants you to know the mysteries and the secrets. So what God did was he put the Holy Spirit in all of us. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And so what the Holy Spirit does, man, sometimes you can't get it. You can't get it. And it ain't a slack on you. God don't want you to get it because God set up fivefold ministry. He set up the apostolic order so that when they do what they do, you're supposed to get it. And so when the Holy Spirit uses me, to preach is your, God's way of getting the Holy Spirit to teach you something that you might wouldn't know in a class. That literally can't be taught. Most time it got to be caught. And so what this morning is a catching time.
Oh, shout out. It's God privileging you to catch things.
God is so good to me. It's so good to me.
See the thing with this thing, I'm trying to teach it, and it's almost doing this to me, because y'all know I got voices in my head, and so I got these voices that's trying to fight what I'm saying, because I ain't demon possessed. I got voices of my past in my head, and because I got voices of my past in my head, my voices of my past, Janine. So who you think you is that you talking about that God gonna use you like that? Who you think with your dumb self? You can't even have spell nor read. And so when I'm fighting these voices, the reason why I holler sometimes is that that's how I shut them up. That's how I shut them up. So sometimes my holler gets on your nerve, you need to understand the only thing I'm doing is shutting up a voice. Something that's messing me. So the next time, because you was birthed out of me, because you are part of this ministry, you ought to tell that devil when he start messing with your head, do you want me to holler? Because if I holler, do you want me to holler? Because if I holler, all of heaven gonna take off. If I holler. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Because if you're not careful, you're not going to listen to me. You're going to start feeling sorry for me. Verse 13 said, don't feel sorry for me, but I ain't got there yet. Because we're working on something. Because I got to get you to start understanding that you got to get to the place where you start enjoying every moment. Because some had to die so you could get it. Some had to die. In verse number seven, and if you've been around me any length of time, you know I said this a lot. Verse number seven, Paul said he ain't better than the people. He just better off. I ain't better than you. God could have picked some of y'all to do this. He ain't picked me because I was better than you. He just picked me because he could use me. You ought to just thank God for picking me. I ain't no better than you. Matter of fact, some of y'all, I got more issues than you got. But God decided some kind of way that he could use me because he could trust me with this glory. Somebody in this room ought to tell God, I'm working on me so you can trust me with your glory. I'm working on me so you can trust me with your power. I'm working on me so you can trust me. Paul said, I ain't no better off. I ain't no better than you. I'm the cheapest of sinners. God should have picked somebody else besides me. The reason why, y'all, I'm up later than you. I go to bed later than you. I get up earlier than you. I work harder than you. Because I know it's by his grace. There's nothing I've done to earn it. So while I'm doing what I'm doing, Janine, I want my life to say, thank you. I want my life to say, thank you. God, I thank you for picking me when you didn't need to pick me. You could have picked somebody else. But God, I'm so grateful that you spared me so I could tell the world about how good you are. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is about to do it for you. Everything you went through is brought you to his glory. Every tear you cried has brought you to his glory. Every lonely night has brought you to his glory. In verse number eight and nine, Paul says that he wants all men to see him. Y'all, if you would know my heart, and that's what causes people to talk about me crazy, is that you don't know my heart. You won't even get a chance to know me because you keep saying you don't want to know me like that. So if you don't want to know me like that, you won't know me at all. Because you have to know my heart first. You don't need to know my preaching style. My preaching style is my heart. Paul's desire is that he ain't had no picks. He want every man to see. That's my desire. Every time I go out, I don't care if I don't know you. I want you to see him. Because he gave me sight. I was blind, but now I see. And because now I see, I want every blind person to see him like I see him. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want you to see like God see me. Say, yeah. I'm about done. I was talking to Uncle Caesar going down to something yesterday. I believe I'm coming back one. And Bernard, one time you had told me somebody was talking, had left the ministry. God had left the ministry. And you had asked him where he was. And he started talking to you. And your response to him was, you don't know Bishop like you keep saying then. Because if you knew Bishop like you were saying, you would come right on the church because you know he won't judge you. And the reason why you so distant from me is because you don't know me. Because when you know me, why? Because you can't know me on a Sunday morning. You got this fellowship with me. I'm here at a fellowship. We having fellowship. Watch it. And you somewhere at the house. And I don't know Bishop. You don't know Bishop because you don't never come to none of the fellowships. You wanting a special meeting with me. You cannot catch what I got for you in a special meeting. Now, you have to know this now. When you start hanging with me, I start putting what you desire in different perspective. So both diligence can't wash up on you.
Well, you ain't married to might have to start kicking rocks when you start hanging around the real man. That woman at that well said, come see. Because when I got in touch with that seventh man, the six men would look like mice. I met the seventh man, said the woman. We ain't trying to get nobody married. We ain't trying to get nobody divorced. I'm trying to show you what a father looks like. So Paul said, I want all men to see. In verse 10 and 11, I'm almost there, y'all. In verse 10 and 11, he said, the purpose for the mystery is revealed. He said, Paul says, the reason why God is revealing the mystery is because there was a group of us, which was Gentiles, which were far off, that we didn't have a God on our side. And so now God want to show you this new thing you ain't never known before, because salvation is a mystery. Joining the church ain't. Salvation is a mystery. Joining a denomination ain't. Salvation is a mystery. And God won't explain to you the total package of you saying, I do did. What's the total package of your salvation? If it's just heaven, you much miserable. Since he done made me stay back down here 40 years since he saved me. If all I was doing waiting to go to heaven, I've been much miserable. But what was in the whole package? I was sitting down in something at the church waiting on them to let us in. Yesterday, I went in my desk and got my manual for my Hellcat because I was trying to figure some stuff out. I was trying to figure out when a Ken go fast and when a... So I was reading my book because I pay too much for it not to enjoy every option. It was too much paid for your salvation for you not to enjoy nothing but planning to go to heaven. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have that life to overflow. You ready for overflow life, baby? Because overflow is about to happen for you. Ooh. I keep telling people all the time, everybody got one of these but you. Somebody say, what you talking about? A life? Everybody got one of these but you. Everybody got one of these but you. You the only one in the whole group ain't got now one of these. Your life consists of others. You don't have now without them people. Better get you one. Because you ain't going to make me miserable. Because I got one. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And then have that life to overflow. Somebody has to start beginning to start being impacted. Because you're in this space. Can I do this and you'll be all right? This is my sweat. It's on you now. That's what my life's supposed to be. That's what your life's supposed to be. That you're supposed to be in somebody's space, and when they leave you, you done smeared on Ushaba. That something done happened that did not happen before they met you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you might not know it now, but by dog the night, you gonna give God glory that you set by me, because I just smeared on you. I just put a glory on you. You might not realize it now, but you're going to realize it after a while. Something happened to me when I sat in that seat by her. No. God is about to do it now. I got to go now because I'm running out of time. But before I go, you ought to lean back on the thing and say to your neighbor, the good news is God got this. The good news is that God got it in control. The good news is that God is working it out. The good news is that God done turning it around. The good news is, the good news is, the good news is.
Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I got good news for you. God is still in charge. I got good news for you. Every devil is subject to the power of the Almighty. God, good news for you. God, good news for you. That everything that God promised you is still yes. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I think we're getting ready to go. But before we go, can I tell you something? The good news is God got this. The good news is God got this. The good news is God got this. The good news. The good news. The good news is, Clay Evans said, Pastor Clay Evans said, because God got this, you can go home tonight, get in the bed, and pull the kibble up around your neck, because God got this. Say it. Yes.
Got this.
Do this for me. I'm trying to get out your ass, but do this for me. Do your hands like this. Say, I take my hands off it. Since you got it, I leave it alone. Since you got it, I give you glory. Since you got it. The good news is that God got it. He got everything. I start to sing this song. He has the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. Yeah.
The Lord told me to give you a moment just now. I'm giving you a moment to literally understand what just happened to you. He told me to just give you a moment. That's why I went quiet. God said, give them a moment to understand what happened to them. No, you don't need me to preach. You need to remember. You don't need me to preach right now. You need to think. What had you before you got you? Done been made by the Holy Ghost to turn you loose. He got the whole world in him. He got the whole world in his hand. He has the whole world in his hand. We used to sing it on the little builders. He got you and me and brother in his hand. He's got you, me, and brother in his hand. He got you, me, and brother in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. Lean back on it and say, God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the praise. I'm putting a bit of praise on it. On it. Woo! Listen here, because I thought I was gone, but my wife done stirred me back up. Because one of my definitions of praise is hands
clutch around the throat. Devil, come here. Death, next time you have.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.